streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Royce and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show, like my wife said. And we got a great, great show for you tonight. It's an honor to have Ms. Smith on the line tonight. We're going to get into a few things tonight, and we want to thank her for she get on the line for rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, sending a lot of guests to the show. So we want to thank her for that. But without further ado, we're going to bring her online right now. Hello, Ms. Smith, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hello and blessings. How are you?
Oh, everybody's great. Everybody's great. Like I said, it's an honor to have you on the show, and we're going to get right into it. First, I want to congratulate you on the 30 years. I've seen that on Facebook and everything,
thank
so
you.
Congratulations on that. And
also,
we want to just get into, you're very welcome. Yeah, we want to get into what you got going on with your new release coming up. I ain't going to spoil that, but I'm going to let you speak on that. What about the new release coming up, dancing and the video?
Well, most people know me for doing PR. Like you said, I've been doing publicity for, it's like my 30th year now. Like I was saying, it's been a hustle and a haul, but we've made it 30 years, and people told us we wouldn't make it 30 days. So I'm celebrating that. I turned 57 this year. When I turned 57 years ago, I took up a hobby, a pastime, a fitness regime of pole dancing. And what I just took it up pretty much to keep my head straight, keep my body straight, and to keep my mind and my spirit together, because I was going through a lot of crazy things at the time. And the pole dancing has taken off and become as big of a brand as my publicity brand. So this year recently I had the opportunity to shoot my first professionally shot pole dancing performance. And I really wasn't going to do much with it, but my partner, I sent it to her to see it, and after she saw it, she told me I needed to make it a national release because I'm such an inspiration to women. So I put it up on YouTube, and I decided to create a press release around it. And this being National Women's History Month, I thought it was a good time to release it, so I released my first professional pole dancing video at the age of 57.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, and you've given all these women that encouragement around the country that sometimes you might wake up and don't even have the encouragement to even get out of bed or even make a move to do something and move forward with that. So how do that make you feel? You're 57 now, you've been in the game 30 years, and you're still moving forward, helping people move forward. So how do that make you feel?
Well, knowing that I'm inspiring people is what keeps me going, because what you said, sometimes it really is just, you know, from day to day, it's hard to get up and get up out the bed. When I first started pole dancing at the age of 50, that was exactly where I was in my life. I did not want to get up. I did not want to get out the bed. I was trying to think about how could I leave the planet. The only thing that really kept me on the planet was because I had daughters. And I said, well, I couldn't take myself out because what kind of legacy would I leave for my daughters? So I had to find a way to stay here. I pray and I meditate every day. but I had stopped, like I had really just lost my will to live. So as it happened one day, I was walking down the street. I was living in Hollywood at the time. I was walking down the street, and there was this woman doing a split, like a literal split on the sidewalk right in the middle of Hollywood with people just walking around her. And somebody was taking a picture of her, and she looked so full of life. And I remember seeing her and saying, wow. It was just like, wow. That's all I said was wow in my mind. She just took me out. And it was like in a movie, because as I was walking down the street, I looked up, and she was walking right next to me, which was the craziest thing. I swear it was like a movie. I don't know how that woman was walking right next to me, the woman I had just seen doing the split on the sidewalk. It was like a movie. So we started talking. Come to find out, this woman was 70 years young.
Wow.
I wanted to push her into the street. I was like, 70 years? Like, I was looking in her face up close. I couldn't believe she was 70. She told me that rolling like that. She was an English woman. She had blonde hair. She talked with the English accent. Her name was Magda, which was another really crazy thing, because my name is Makita, and Magda and Makita are derivatives of each other. They are basically the same name. So that was pretty bizarre itself. So she told me she had started pole dancing. No, she told me she had started practicing yoga in her 40s, and yoga was her secret to, you know, long life and youth. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta start back exercising. I gotta get my mojo back. So she really inspired me, and I stay in touch with her to this day, and she's 80 now. And she sent me a picture of her
God
6
bless.
Months ago, and she's still doing them splits.
Wow. Mom's still rolling, huh?
She is still rolling. She lives in England, and she finally got email, and she and I stay in touch via email. But anyway, so she's the one who kind of inspired me to get my mojo back, and I feel like she was an angel, because I was at a real low point in my life, and just looking at her, she just invigorated me. Like, her spirit spoke to my spirit, and she lit a fire under me, and I knew I had to start back exercising.
You had to act on it.
Yeah, I had to act on it. So I took a yoga class. I wasn't really crazy about the yoga class, but I was like, I got to find something to do. So there was a, I think it was Living Social or Groupon deal for pole dancing classes, 3 classes for like, I think it was like $29, $30, something really cheap, because one class literally costs $30. So it was 3 classes for the price of one.
Right.
So I don't know. I was like, what the heck? I'll go take a class, and if I don't like it, you know, it's not, you know, I just chop it up to the game. It won't be like I invested a lot of money. I took that one class, and I literally fell in love with pole dancing. And I think the thing was that in that 1 hour and 15-minute class, I didn't think about any of my problems. I just thought about trying to mimic what the teacher was doing and keeping up with the teacher. And I was just in a whole other world. I had never really been inside a dance studio. So I was in the dance studio. I was surrounded by really women who were younger than me, and we were all engaged in this physical activity. And I don't know, it was just, I called it like being in a goddess temple. I think dance studios are temples for women. I think dance studios are where women can go get healing and nurturing and sisterhood. And so I think that was what I was being exposed to at the time, even though I didn't know it. And I just got hooked on it, and it just evolved from there.
And that's a beautiful thing, you know. And when you start really getting into it on your daily basis, how did that begun to make you feel on a daily basis compared
daily
to when
basis,
you was in your slump?
Exactly, compared to when I was in my slump. For one thing, I started taking classes like literally almost every other day, and so it gave me something to look forward to every day. And in addition to running my business, is I had something new to do every day. And then going into the studio and learning how to do pole tricks, learning how to walk around the pole, it really, I think it gave me my feminine energy back as well, because when I was at a low point in my life, I just was not feeling anything. I had a man who had walked out on me. I had lost all my real estate investment properties. I had filed bankruptcy. I had lost my houses, my cars. I was living in an apartment. I hadn't lived in an apartment in like 30 years. I was at a really low point. And I don't know, I would go inside the pole studio, and I just wouldn't think about any of that. In the course of that journey, I started, I guess how some people get hooked to the gym and they go to the gym every day, I started going to the pole studio, the dance studio, like almost like 6 to 7 days a week, like how people get up and go to the gym. I would get up and go take 2 or 3 classes a day. And it just evolved. So how it really turned into a brand and popularized, and I got popular doing it, I probably studied pole dancing for like a year and didn't really tell anybody. I would just get up, go to the studio. You know, it wasn't like I was saying anything to anybody. And that was like 7 years ago.
Just
I wasn't really on social
yourself.
Media. Yeah, I was keeping it to myself. So by the time I learned, it took me literally a year to learn how to hang upside down on a pole, which is called inverting. It took me a year to learn how to invert. By the time I learned how to invert, I was so proud of myself and so amazed. I felt like a superhero. Like, here I am, 50 years old, and I can climb up a pole and hang upside down. Who does that?
Let me tell the world about this, because I'm geek
so
now.
Exactly. So I posted a picture. I had on regular yoga clothes. I didn't have on any shoes. I posted a picture of myself hanging upside down on Facebook. And people lost their minds. They lost their minds.
Like Miss Smith, what you doing? I ain't seen you in a while. What's going on?
I know.
They went there with all that.
I started hearing rumors that people were saying I was going through a midlife crisis. I had lost, you know,
oh,
I had found and lost all my property, and now I was losing my mind. I heard all kinds of crazy rumors. But the thing about
people that had been knowing you, for one way,
people who
but they didn't know you for doing what you do now.
Exactly. People who knew me or knew me as a publicist. But the thing about pole dancing or about any feat you take up, when you do something that you think you can't do and you accomplish something that is not normal, you really don't care what people think about you because your sense of self-esteem
Amen.
Becomes so inflated. So I didn't care what people were thinking about me because I was working out. I had turned my body into an athlete. I still feel like an athlete in terms of the workout regimen and the discipline and the pain I was in every day. I would wake up every morning
wow.
feeling like I had been hit by a train because I was training so hard. I was just like in it. I didn't think about anything
right.
else. I was literally training. So when I started hearing the rumors, I didn't care. I was like,
no.
Everything I've been through, I was near suicide. I'm back. Y'all can say whatever y'all want. I'm back. So after
yeah,
I posted that first
picture, God done sent me through some things.
Exactly, and I'm still here. So y'all can say what y'all want, but I'm not going nowhere, and I'm gonna get louder with it. So from there, I started regularly posting photos on Facebook. It evolved into me dancing on Facebook. It evolved into me wearing my shoes and wearing my costumes and turning it into an art because it literally became
right.
an art
this
for me.
This is me now.
And I feel like, I really feel like spirit started speaking to me through my dance so that I could speak to
yes.
others. And that's literally
and others heard
it.
They heard your cry.
I didn't know I was inspiring older women who were watching me across social media, but I was. And to make a long story short, because I know I'm just rambling, but I have to say
it's all good. That's why you're here.
how my dance brand, Flying Over 50, came about was because a Pole magazine asked me to start writing a column, which blew me away because they had, the editor of the magazine at the time had seen me posting across Facebook with my spiritual messages and my pictures, and they invited me to, like, start blogging for them, to, like, write a column, and that just blew me away because I was like, it's people who've been in, like to me, at the time, I didn't feel like a real pole dancer. I was just like, you know, I'm just
this
trying to get
style.
In how I fit in. There are, like, people who have been doing this for years and years and years, so I don't even consider myself at that level. So I was blown away that somebody actually wanted me to write for their magazine. So once I told them, yes, of course I would. I talked to my oldest daughter, and she told me I needed to create a blog. She said, because you can't write for a magazine and not have a blog, because suppose something happens to the magazine, you still have to have your own personal identity online. Here's my daughter talking to me how I talk to my clients, right?
Right, yeah.
Because I'm always telling my clients they got to have a blog. So my daughter's lecturing me, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is how I sound to my clients. I was like, you are giving me a headache. I ain't got time to be blogging with you. But my clients always say to be, say, you know, they were like, I ain't got time to blog. So I was trying to argue with my daughter. My daughter's like, Mom, you tell your clients this. You have to do what you tell your clients they need to do. So I started the blog. My youngest daughter named the blog Flying Over 50. So I started blogging, started writing for this magazine, and started just posting across social media like crazy. So one day, one of my dance videos on social media went viral. And I don't even know how it happened or who reposted it, but somebody, it was, okay, let me just break it down. I had posted this video of me in the studio, and when I go back and look at this video, I don't think I looked that bad. I know I was tired because I had did literally 3 hours of training. But in but that week was when two or three people, it was the course of when there was a lot of police violence going on. Some people had got killed by the police and then some police had got taken out, like, you know, it was just crazy in the black community. The energy was really heavy. And I was feeling that energy, and I just wanted to dance before I left the studio. I wanted to dance all that heavy energy off of me. And I wasn't thinking about, oh, how I look or anything. Because every time I go to the studio, I go
home
and I post.
You're just in the groove. You're just in the mix.
Oh, yeah, I'm just in the mix. That's what dancers do. We go to the studio, we dance, and then we post it. We don't think about how people are going to critique us, because we don't critique each other. So anyway, somebody took one of my videos, and I had never said I was a grandmother. That was the first thing. Somebody took one of my videos and said, look at this granny stripper.
Wow.
That's what I said. I was
that
like,
was
wow.
Deep.
It was
I'm
deep.
Not that
so,
now. I'm just having a good moment.
But by the time it came back to me, like, somebody had reposted it, and it's so crazy. I guess they posted it and somebody else posted it. So by the time I heard about it, it already gone viral. Like,
it's off and running.
It was gone. It was off and running. People were making comments. People were telling me to get off. People were telling me I need to go get on welfare and get off the stripper pole. People were going crazy. Like, oh my God, they went in so cold. I couldn't even read the comments. That's another thing. I always tell my clients, don't read the comments. So after I read like 3 or 4 comments, I said, oh, I got to stop reading these comments.
You
don't
want to hear it no more.
I cannot tell you, it was really bad. Worldstar ran it and clowned me. Baller Alert picked it up. You know, like, it was crazy. The comedian Earthquake.
And they also know your publicist as well, correct?
I don't know. You know, I don't know whether they knew it was me, because on my Instagram page, it's just Flying Over 50. So I don't think people really put together. And then whoever, I don't think people put 2 and 2 together, and I don't know who was the first person to repost it. So, like, I don't think people put it together, because, like, Earthquake knows me through the business, but I don't think he knew that was me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think people really put it together.
Is he talking about Earthquake, the comedian?
Yes.
Yeah, out of Atlanta, right?
I think he's out of Atlanta. He
yeah,
he
man, I love that dude, man.
He reposted it on his page. I forgot what he said, something about grannies, come get granny or something, and whatever he said, and, you know, it had about 3,000 comments under it. Folks was, you know, following up the joke. It went crazy viral, world star. Baller Alert, it got almost 200,000 views on Baller Alert. I'm telling you, somebody even sent me a link to where it had reposted on a porn site.
You got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding you. It went crazy.
I know, you like, look, this has done went too far now.
I said, exactly.
This is just an exercise for me.
I kept trying to ignore it, and then people who know me and love me would like send me links to it, like, oh my God, Makita, oh my God, you know, these people are saying horrible things about you. And first I was like, I know, it'll just blow over. Can I tell you, it went on for months and it did not blow over. So finally I said, you know what, spirit is not going to make this go away until I address it, because I keep trying
make
to ignore
a statement.
It.
Yeah.
And it's like every time I think it goes away, in 2 weeks it pops up on another website or in
another
magazine. So I said I can't ignore this spirit. I hope it's not too noisy out. I'm outside because inside the grandbabies are loud, so I don't have no place to go for quiet. So I said, I have to address this because spirit is not going to let me sleep, because it's just like it's not going to go away. So I went on social media, and I pretty much cussed everybody out. I went on social media, and I said, y'all must not know I'm from Chicago. Y'all must not know I'm a publisher.
Shout
and then
down.
I started tagging people. I said, I don't know, like, this is crazy. I'm not ashamed of being a grandmother. I'm not ashamed of being over 50. I'm not ashamed of what I do. And I said, I just went crazy. I said, for the most part, y'all can kiss my ass. And I said, most of y'all can't reach my ass because I'm 17 feet up in the air and 9-inch heels on a pole. So that part.
Oh, boy, you wicked, huh, Miss Mel?
I went crazy for a whole day and cussed the and I never curse. I try not to curse on social media. I went crazy.
Exactly.
I was like, y'all must. I started saying stuff like, I was a gangster before I was a goddess. I don't know who y'all think y'all going to clown, but y'all not going to clown me like this. I'm done.
You went there, huh?
So I created hashtags. I said, I think my hashtags were no more ageism, no more sexism. I don't know. I just went crazy, and then I said I'm gonna post even more videos. I'm gonna get sexier. I'm gonna wear higher heels. And every time I posted, I started tagging people, and I was like, you know, haters take this. Haters, can you do this? You know, I just started addressing the haters.
You went there.
And I just went there because it wasn't gonna go away. So in the course of that happening, This was what I didn't expect to happen. Women started inboxing me and sending me messages and applauding me and telling me that I was their shero. that they were so happy I was being vocal against the haters. And women started telling me that they don't even post pictures on social media because people say such cruel things, and that they started telling me how brave I was. And I was just like, wow. It just blew me away. I was like, wow, because I wasn't
even. And
this
was just a regular exercise.
Yeah. And I was like, so I guess this is what Spirit wanted me to do. Spirit wanted me to be a voice for women, because women just started telling me, you know, I was getting the most amazing letters. Yeah, it just blew me away. Like, it just blew me away. Women who had been, you know, this was before the whole Me Too thing. This was like last year.
Oh, yeah.
So women were like telling me like how they had posted the picture and, you know, people had said cruel things to them, and now they don't want to, you know, put their pictures up on social media. And women telling me and sharing all these stories with me. Okay, so that happened. And then, of course, I'm a publicist, so my media people who know and love me took note of what was going on. And one of my writers in particular contacted me, and she writes for X on Nicole. She interviewed me and published a story in X on Nicole. This was like several months later. That story went viral. Prevention Magazine contacted me and did a story. And then I just started getting all this positive press, and Flying Over 50 just became like this huge dance brand. It started getting more publicity than my actual media agency. People Magazine in South Africa did a story on me. A magazine in London wrote a story on me. It just went like, it went crazy viral, but it went crazy viral good instead of crazy viral bad.
No doubt.
And so I don't know. That's how we ended up here.
Yeah, and I would like to ask you this, Ms. Smith, because I know you'd be real busy, but I want to ask you this question right here. What would you tell women across the world that's going through similar situations that they are afraid to be who they are? You know, what would you tell those women?
Well, I think the days of women being afraid are over. I think it's pretty obvious now that the spirit of womanhood and the divine goddess and divine femininity is emerging on the planet, and people are having to reckon with us now. So I think we live in a different world now where women don't have to fear as much and don't have to be afraid, and we have a huge support system now. Even in terms of when my video went viral and people even talked about my hair, my natural hair. They talked about my hair being nappy.
Well, I mean, that's
natural. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. It's like the haters are out there, but love is overtaking the planet. So I would tell everyone to attach on to the energy of love, and love will get you through it. When those people were attacking me across social media, I felt the energy of it. I wanted to crawl up under my bed at night. I almost thought about maybe I'm too old to be dancing. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Like, all those thoughts crossed my mind. But I had to just let them cross my mind and keep moving, and I had to tell myself something different. So I would say to women, when you're feeling bad in your head, you have to tell yourself a different story. And if you tell yourself a different story enough, you will believe that different story. That makes
Amen.
Sense.
And that story will come real. Because you're talking
about
real.
It really will come real. You have to tell yourself a different story, and pretty soon that story will become the prominent story. So I went from crawling under my bed at the age of 50, being homeless and almost pretty much penniless and destitute from losing everything, and wanting to commit suicide. So 7 years later, I'm still here, and now I'm being celebrated across media for, like, climbing up poles and hills. Who would have ever thunk it?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing, you know. So any last words you would like to say, Ms. Smith, before we depart? And we appreciate you coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me. I hope I didn't talk too much. I know I just rambled.
Oh, no, that is what the show is all about, getting the message out and getting whatever you need to say out on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I want to tell people they can follow me across all social media at Flying Over 50. It's one word, FLYINGOVER 50, Flying Over 50. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm there dancing.
Hey, no question. And we appreciate you coming to the show tonight, Ms. Smith. And we thank you for everything you do for the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show and all the people you send to us.
Thank you so much, and blessings to you and your wife. Bless you guys.
Hey, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, you too. Blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Smith, and we just want to thank her once again for sliding through the show and talking about her testimony. And if you have not joined the Streets Don't Love You Back organization yet, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Peace and love, and have a great night.